Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Did you ever wish you could wave a wand and get rid of all those pesky mosquitoes, especially the ones that spread serious diseases like Zika, Triple E, and malaria? Some scientists think they have a solution. We had Lucy Jones and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Lucy and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So how are scientists trying to get rid of these mosquitoes?
To find out, we talked to Kara Fickrig, a PhD candidate in the entomology department at Cornell University. She says scientists are creating genetically modified mosquitoes. They're all male, and they're designed to create babies that can't reproduce.
And their whole purpose is to mate with a female, trick her into mating with him, so then none of her offspring are gonna survive.
And the hope is that this makes those mosquito populations go way down.
Would this just get rid of mosquitoes entirely?
Not quite. Scientists are actually only trying to kill a very small group of mosquitoes, the ones that feed on human blood and can spread disease.
I didn't know there were any other kinds.
Actually, Megan, there are thousands of species worldwide. Kara says they're targeting a particular species of mosquito called Aedes aegypti, which are most common in urban areas.
These mosquitoes breed almost exclusively in human-made containers. So it could be terracotta pots, tires, pieces of garbage in your backyard. They breed in these little pockets of water.
I have to be honest here. This sounds a little scary, like the start of a bad science fiction movie. How do we know that things won't go terribly wrong?
Yeah, of course. Using genetically modified mosquitoes is not risk-free.
Female mosquitoes could develop a resistance to the lethal gene in those genetically modified males. Or mosquito populations could intermix and share new genes that change how they interact or what kind of offspring they produce.
There is a lot we just don't know. But Kara thinks genetically modified mosquitoes could save lives if they're tested and regulated carefully.
So the ones who transmit the most disease feed predominantly on humans. They live around human habitats. And so they're not really interconnected with a bigger ecosystem the way you might expect. And there's currently no strong sign that we would mess anything up by doing this.
Knocking out harmful mosquitoes this way would also reduce our reliance on insecticides, which are those chemicals we use to kill mosquitoes.
Kara also says we've been using insecticides so much that many mosquitoes have actually mutated to be resistant to them, so we're already dealing with modified insects.
Mosquito-borne diseases kill almost 1 million people per year. They are by far the deadliest animals for humans, so it's an issue that deserves careful consideration.
And as climate change helps mosquitoes spread to places that used to be less tropical, this issue will only affect more people.
Thanks for looking into this, Lucy and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.